USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two California teens remain in custody in Italy for allegedly fatally stabbing a police officer in Rome. 19-year-old Gabriel Jorth and 18-year-old Finnegan Lee Elder, both of San Francisco, are suspects in the murder. A neighbor of Jorth, who apparently goes by the nickname Vince, says,
I've known Vince since he was born, and I'm in shock. He's one of the nicest neighbors I have.
She spoke to ABC News. Police say the officer had just returned from his honeymoon and was stabbed multiple times after responding to a report of a stolen backpack. Police say the two teens have confessed, saying they thought the plainclothes cop was connected to the drug dealer they had scuffled with. The two face murder and extortion charges. A fifth NYPD officer has died by suicide in the past 2 months. Officials confirmed the latest cop died Saturday afternoon on Staten Island. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34 Bible. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Some reports say over 1,000 protesters were arrested in Moscow after a demonstration for free elections. The unauthorized demonstration near the Capitol was busted up by hundreds of riot police and National Guardsmen on Saturday morning. Police say the remains of a 12-year-old girl who disappeared over 30 years ago have been found by construction workers in Weld County, Colorado. Police say they are those of Janelle Matthews, last seen in 1984 being dropped off at her home by a friend's father. No one was ever arrested after she disappeared, but her older sister says of this discovery,
it has brought up a lot of emotions, and it feels very surreal. We're sad, we're numb, but we're also grateful for some type of closure now.
A 5-year-old Chicago boy being called a hero after saving 18 people from a major house fire. Little Jaden Espinosa noticed it, ran upstairs, and alerted everyone who was sleeping. Police say if he had not, there would have been fatalities. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Medford, Oregon police and the FBI searching for a 2-year-old boy whose parents were involved in an apparent murder-suicide in Montana. Officers trying to find Aiden Salcedo, the son of Daniel Salcedo and Hannah Janiak, who were found dead Wednesday in Montana after police stopped them after a chase because they had felony burglary warrants for their arrest. When officers examined the vehicle, they found the two dead of gunshot wounds, but there was no sign of their child. The actress who voiced the beloved cartoon character Minnie Mouse for the past several decades has passed away.
I'm now Daisy. We have to wait for our dear friend Maggie to get here.
Russie Taylor was actually the voice of scores of film and TV cartoon characters.
That's right, Tom. Don't be shy.
Besides numerous Disney voices, Taylor actually voiced characters in shows and movies from Scooby-Doo to The Simpsons, the latter of which had her voice several characters, male and female, including Bart's classmate Martin.
Put a pinch of sage in your boots, and all day long a spicy scent is your reward.
Taylor died in her home in Glendale, California on Friday. She was 75. And former Red Sox slugger David Ortiz finally out of a hospital, recovering at home 6 weeks after being shot in the back in the Dominican Republic. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.